I'm Richard Hake with Life After Sandy, WNYC's series on the recovery and rebuilding after the storm. When we first visited Union Beach, New Jersey after the storm hit, the accounts of the severe destruction that many residents experienced were inescapable. It's been a roller coaster of emotions over the past few weeks for Gigi Liaguno-Dor, owner of Jacob Bob's Bay Restaurant for the past 14 years.
See that teal? That's our tiki bar. That's a part of the front of our tiki bar. And this is, what, 7 dumpsters later? Did you find the couch yet?
No. We're missing the office.
Sandy damaged her building beyond repair, and last time we checked in with her, the building was being demolished. But as New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian reports, it was a scene of celebration last week as she reopened Jacob Bob's in a new location 5.5 months after the storm.
Some people long for the sound of the ocean with the surf crashing against the shore. Others like the chirping of crickets on a warm summer night. For Gigi, the best sound in the world is something she heard last week that she hadn't heard in a long time.
If you close your eyes and if you listen, when you're busy, you hear the voices, you hear everybody talking, and then you hear in the background, you hear the dishes, you hear just the things that are going on in the kitchen, and that's our life. You know, getting the food out, getting the drinks out, that's what I miss. It's my daily routine.
That routine was interrupted last October when a massive storm surge destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses in Union Beach, collapsing Jacob Bob's roof and washing its dock out to sea. Gigi says the old restaurant's waterfront location, with the skyline of the city in the distance, was a large part of what made it such a special and central gathering place in town. So she hopes she'll eventually be able to rebuild. But while she continues to wait for insurance checks to arrive and contemplates raising the building 7 feet to conform to new FEMA flood maps, friends and family have loaned her money to reopen at a temporary site in a different part of town. After months of delays, waiting for inspections to be completed and donated equipment to arrive, last Monday was her first day back at work.
You're our first customer!
Oh, I'm so excited!
Joanne Dunn and her husband Roger were longtime patrons of the old Jacob Bob's.
My family lives in Union Beach. My mom is here, my brother, and another sister, and they all lost their homes in the flood. As a matter of fact, that's my brother's door behind you, 415 Central Avenue.
She points to a wall of doors Gigi salvaged from homes that were destroyed around Union Beach. They've been repainted beautifully and turned into dividers and tables throughout the new restaurant as a reminder of the damage Sandy inflicted on this community. There are also other reminders, like hundreds of photos of the storm's aftermath, a giant piece of driftwood that washed ashore, and artifacts recovered from the rubble of the old building. The menu now includes items like the first responder Reuben and the Jersey Strong Panini. And Gigi knows there are plenty of people around town still struggling to make ends meet, so she has a plan to help them out.
What we're going to do is, say if you come in and your bill for lunch is $20, so you'll tell the waitress, take an extra 10 or an extra 5, and then anybody who doesn't have money, who can't afford to have a lunch or a dinner, can come in and they'll use that money, and I'm going to match dollar for dollar.
It was Gigi's willingness to help the community in ways like this that led Union Beach residents like John and Robin Visconti to show up for the grand opening to return the favor. They lived across the street from the old Jacob Bob's and said the restaurant staff was like a second family.
Actually, our house was right behind the parking lot where she had her sheds and things like that, and the whole tiki bar ended up in our backyard. So we had to help dig through that, and finding mementos and things like that. It was tough, but this is something everybody's been looking forward to.
This is the beginning of the rebirth of Union Beach. Everybody needed this.
Yeah, this is a focal point. If this is successful coming back up quickly, I think most folks, the spirit will be raised and everybody will start to accelerate the pace.
Gigi says the new restaurant is a lot smaller than what she's used to, so it will probably take a while to adjust to the space and work out some of the kinks along the way. And she readily admits that it will never compare to the old Jacob Bob's, but as her fiancé said to her recently, it's weird. It still doesn't feel like it's ours, but it feels like home. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.
Visit WNYC.org to see photos of the restaurant. There are also other stories we've been telling to document life after Sandy. This includes maps of the new and old flood zones, slideshows, and videos. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.